Welcome to Career Tours. This week, how to ask your boss for anything, part two. The questions this cast answers are, how do I ask my boss for the things I want? How do I get the things I want from my boss? And how does DISC help me manage my boss?
Folks, it's January, and despite COVID, despite lockdowns and so on, there's every reason to believe that January and probably a little bit into February will be one of the 2 months of the year which is most frothy regarding job changes. People make lots of job changes in January and August. Don't worry about the reason why, but there's a long history there. Maybe COVID will suppress it a little bit, but regardless, if you're thinking about making a job change or if you're interviewing, I strongly encourage you to become a licensee. It costs $200 a year. And because of our efforts at trying to take care of our community, because of COVID and the lockdowns, the interviewing series for first, other than 15 years ago, is included in your license. Because we know a lot of you have lost your jobs. A lot of you are struggling. And we wanted to do something for that. So please become a licensee and you get the interviewing series. And let me mention one other thing. If you're really struggling, if you don't have a job and you're worried about cash, we have generous members of our community who have donated interviewing series, and there are some left waiting for people to come and claim them. Now, I want you to be a part of our community. I want you to be somebody who's a listener who has an account with us, not that you have to have spent any money. But if you need help, we're prepared to provide an interviewing series to you for free, because somebody else bought it for you. There, for the grace of God, go we all. So, come and see us.
Kate, last week we did D's and I's, how to get things from your D's and I bosses. So now we're going to do high S's and high C bosses.
Yeah. A high S boss is reserved and people-focused. So we've moved to the bottom right corner of our cake. A cake only has quarters when you cut it into fourths, which is what we're talking about. Oh, I guess you could have a square cake.
Yeah, I guess if you didn't listen to last week, you really should, because otherwise this explanation about cake makes no sense. It's cake and potatoes, like, good.
We're thinking of a round birthday cake kind of deal, and we've cut it, you know, if you take the center and you make a cut directly horizontal and directly vertical, then you're ending up with four big, huge pieces of cake that are a fourth of the cake. And so we're moving around. Now we're on the bottom right corner, which is reserved in people focus. People with high S want a steady pace, security. They do not like sudden change. High S individuals are calm, relaxed, patient, possessive, predictable, deliberate, stable, and consistent. They're great team players who are empathetic and sensitive to the needs of others. They're often methodical. They're consistent. They're predictable. They like things to go the way they did before. Other profiles might see them as indecisive, indirect, kind of resistant to change, and also sometimes lacking in assertiveness. High S's maybe won't speak up. They don't like to introduce conflict at all. So if there's two different answers, you know, the high S might not interject.
Yeah. My mom's a high S, so she spent her my entire childhood saying, play nicely. Because she wanted us to play nicely and not have conflict. And I had two brothers. And of course, we had conflict.
Yeah.
So high S bosses are concerned with how people are thinking and feeling as individuals. They think of their team as a bunch of individuals. And they worry about those individuals, how they feel. But they want everybody to be a team. So they want team feeling, but they don't tend to lump everybody together the way some of the other profiles do. They want everybody to feel comfortable before anything happens, and they don't make any decisions without a thorough consultation. I once worked in a high S kind of organization, mm-hmm. and someone came to me and said, in a month, we would like to move your desk from this side of the office to the other side of the office because of this and this and this. Is it okay if we do that? And I was like, do you not want me to do it right now? Like I don't care. It's a desk. I sit at it and work. Like, why are we even talking about that? But they went around everybody in the office,
yeah.
and they asked them, is it okay if we move you? We're not going to move you yet. You've got time to get used to the idea, and you've got time to come back to us if it's a problem. And you know, half of the people in there were high S's because it was that kind of organization, and they all appreciated it. But me as a high D, I was like, can we just get on with this? And I don't even know what you're asking me. Just tell me.
Yeah, that would have driven me crazy just sitting there knowing that I was going to have to move and that it was on my checklist of things to do and that it wasn't getting checked off for a month. Oh,
yeah.
And that's okay. That's mm-hmm. either way is fine. You know, if it's your preference to have the warning, good. Me, the second they tell me I'm moving, even when I move apartments, right? Like I moved a lot in the last couple of years. The minute the new lease is signed, I start packing.
Yes, me too. Or even before. Yeah. You and I are the same. But like you say, no, it takes all kinds. If every organization only had people like me and Kate in it, lots of things would get done and lots of China would be broken.
Yeah, we'd have to do it all over again twice and we'd be moving too fast and someone would cry.
Yeah, lots of people would cry. A high S on your team is helping you slow down. They're helping you understand what other people might be concerned about. Half the time, I don't even think about, and somebody says, Wendy, if you do that, these people are going to, and I think, oh God, you're right. You know? And it takes a high S to point those things out to you. So you can talk slowly and calmly because they're in the reserved part of the cake. They tend to talk more slowly and in a much less aggressive way. They tend to be much softer. They always have a polite introduction. If you have an email in your inbox that says, Dear Wendy, how are you today? I really hope you're well. That email is from a high S. You can ask for their advice. They want you to give advice. They want to be the resource for you. When you ask your boss for something that you want, they want to know how it is going to serve the members of the organization and your customers. So their focus is not on getting something done or looking good, which is what the D and the I wanted. Their focus is on helping and making the best feeling for as many people as possible.
Mm-hmm. Let's say that you want your boss to allow you to go to some specific training. That's what it sounds like. Boss, I've really enjoyed working for you for the past year. I feel that I've grown a lot under your mentorship and I'm ready to take on something new. I've been considering whether it would be beneficial for me to go to the PMP course that starts in 2 weeks. Do you think that's something you would consider approving? I'd love to be able to support you and the team more fully by helping with the Microsoft project files. And once I've been on the course, I will be able to do that. I know, I sprung this upon you. May I ask for 10 minutes and a couple of days to talk further about it?
So different. So much slower. So much more considerate sounding and so
thoughtful.
Thoughtful, yeah. And so polite.
Yes.
Okay, let's do another one.
Good.
You want your boss to clear a roadblock with a peer of his. Boss, I wonder if you could help me solve a problem that I'm having. I know you have a wonderful relationship with Charles, and I wondered whether you could have a gentle word with him about Bob. I've asked 3 times for access to the contract review, and he hasn't answered. I'm worried that he has a problem I'm unaware of, and I'm pushing too hard. I do need to get the review done, though, else I'll be red on Friday. Or perhaps there's a different way I should go about this that I haven't yet considered that you can help me with.
Every time I really wish I was high S because it's so thoughtful. It's, I don't want to be red. I don't want to make things harder. Maybe I haven't considered, and it's,
yeah,
these like are the things I should be doing.
That somebody else might have, like a red is, a high D would say that person just hasn't done their job properly.
Yeah.
Whereas a high S is like that person might be having a personal problem that I don't know about, and that's why they're not doing it. And so they're concerned about that person.
Right.
As opposed to a D is like, get your bloody job done.
Yeah. Okay. So what if you want your boss to delegate to you attending a meeting that you're interested in attending? Boss, I know you're stretched thin now that the sales director added the new project. I'd really like to attend the BMA meeting for you. I've worked with most of the players before, and I think I understand their perspectives. Of course, I wouldn't commit to anything on your behalf, but I could come back and let you know what was discussed. Would that work for you, or would you like some time to think about it?
Again, the importance to the S is that we understand everybody's perspectives and understand how they feel about it before we make a decision. And so what we're coming back with is not the decisions that were made, which is what we told the high D, or telling the high I who was there. This time we're going to tell the S, this is what everybody thought of the idea or the you know, thought of the project or whatever.
As well with your reserved profile bosses, so S or C, consider that they're going to want more time. You know, if you're on the opposite spectrum, if you're on the assertive end of things, know that your reserved boss wants more time. And so take the time you think it should take and double or triple it. So start now.
And never think that they're going to make a decision at the end of the conversation you're having. That's right. Why for all of this, we've said, I'll come back, or can we talk about this a little bit later? Can we talk about it again? Because the high S wants time to think about it and consider if he sends you on this PMP course that you've asked for, well, what about the other people in the team? Maybe there's somebody who's been on the team longer than you and deserves it more, or might think they deserve it more. So your high S boss wants to go to that person and say, hey, I'm thinking about, so, you know, Kate's asked me if she can go on this course. I know you're snowed and so you can't go on the next one. And I don't want you to feel like Kate leapfrogged you and went. So I can say no to her, you know, but I want to, if she's going to go, I want you to be comfortable with it. And for a high D or a high I, they're just like, this person asked. They can either go or they can't go. But for an S, it's like, okay, if I grant this person their wish, how will that affect everybody else? Or what considerations do I need to make for everybody else? And because of that, they need more time.
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense.
Folks, I just this week finished giving a 3-hour session to the Navy, and they're smarter than me, actually, so I had to talk faster to keep their attention on effective remote management. Everybody's having to manage remotely lately, but organizations are discovering managers weren't that good at managing to begin with, and now the distance makes it even harder. We cover how to manage remotely. We make some specific recommendations for things you can do, whether you're using the Trinity or not. And then we talk in detail about how to deliver the Trinity. One-on-ones, feedback, coaching, and delegation. It's only 3 hours long. It's fairly compact. It runs fairly fast. There's no chance for practice, but we highly recommend you attend one of our virtual effective remote management sessions. Come to the website and check it out.
All right. High C boss. A high C in general, but also a high C boss, is reserved and task focused. So we've moved to the lower left corner of our cake. People with a high C tendency, they adhere to rules, regulations, and structure. They like to do quality work and do it right the first time. High C people are careful, cautious, exacting, neat, systematic, diplomatic, accurate, and tactful. They're also often unemotional and a little bit they have like very neutral facial expression sometimes. They're knowledgeable even about the details of a system or a project and the contract and all the tiny minutia. They're diplomatic. They approach people more carefully and cautiously than the assertive styles. Other profiles can see them as perfectionists, aloof, and maybe lacking in creativity. Again, that's just a perception from the other profiles. It's not necessarily true.
Yeah. And high C's want to get the work done. They're task focused. So they want to get things done, but they want to get it done properly. Mm-hmm. Right. First time. Like high C's invented right first time. They're concerned with correctness and quality. And they want all the details because they want to make a quality decision. If they didn't know all of everything that went into it, how would they make the decision? Mm-hmm. So you want to give them a lot more information. You want to talk more slowly and much less excitably. Mm-hmm. And high I wants to be in the excitement with you. A high C, they're on opposite sides of the cake. And so that in that respect, they're opposite styles. And that high C thinks excitable people are just silly. They want to know how what you want is going to improve the output of the team or reduce the number of tasks that everybody has or ensure that we get the right output. Every time. It's about the quality of the output.
Yeah.
For high C's, even if you have this conversation verbally, you want to follow up with an email because high C's invented email.
Mm-hmm. It's not just about reducing tasks. You specifically, high C's want to reduce the tasks that they're involved in that require them to interact with others. So mm-hmm. if you could take something off their plate that does that, you're putting yourself in a good position for a possible yes. So let's say you want your boss to allow you to go to some specific training. That's what we say. Boss, I'd like to go to the PMP training that starts in 2 weeks. I've got the information sheet here that tells you everything it covers. If I pass, which I expect to, the organization will give me permission to manage our Microsoft project files. I know that you've been frustrated that they're so often out of date, and I'd like to be able to help with that. The cost is $400, and all I need is an email confirmation from you that you allow me to go. Is there any more detail you'd need in order to make the decision? Nice.
Yes. Yeah, and then they'll tell you what other things they need to know. And again, you would follow this up with an email and a list of bullet points like, this is how much it costs, this is when you would be going, this is what the organization says about your ability or your allowance to do the project stuff. You might even send that by email and then follow up verbally. It's quite possible that your boss would say yes, based on the detail, if there's enough detail in the email, based on just an email. So the next one is, you would want your boss to clear a roadblock with a peer of his. Boss, could you send an email to Charles for me? I've asked Bob 3 times for access to the contract for review, and he hasn't replied. If I don't get access, I'll be red on Friday. You know they're supposed to give us access within 24 hours of the first request, and Bob isn't fulfilling that agreement. It's completely different to an S who's like, oh, Bob might have a problem. And the C's like, there's rules, and Bob isn't following the rules.
Yeah. And all of these things are true. It's not that, you know, it's false that there's rules or false that Bob may have a problem. They're all true. We're simply highlighting all of the possible things in the universe and picking the ones that specifically this person would find valuable. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff. So you may want your boss to delegate to you attending a meeting you're interested in being at. It would sound like this. Boss, I've noticed that the BMA meeting is not your favorite way to spend a morning. I heard you say that they don't even have an agenda. I was thinking that I could go in your stead and give you a report on what's discussed. My time is obviously cheaper than yours, and I think it would benefit the team enormously if you got some head down deep work time in each month. I can send you a more detailed plan if that's something you'd consider.
Don't send me to meetings with people without agendas. Gosh.
Yeah, the horror.
Yeah, but to come back with a report about what's discussed, again, it's different to what we said about the other people, you know, the S's and the C's. And yeah, the request is the same every time. But what that person wants has been the same throughout the examples. But like you said, what you pick up, what you say about it, what you choose to communicate in that conversation and the way that you choose to communicate it differs for each of the styles.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, if you give someone a gift, you don't give someone something random, right? You give them something they want. And it's kind of like that. It's just, you know, treat people how they want to be treated or give them the gift that they want to have. It's not like a bribe. It's not. And lots of people seem to think that way. Oh, yeah, you're just pretending. No, we're not pretending. We're just giving people the gift they want.
Well, and last time, right, we switched from potatoes to gifts. Last time we compared it to potatoes. If you go to a restaurant and you order French fries and they bring you mashed potato, that's not what you wanted. And you may eat it if you're polite, or you may see the value in it and not want to wait for new food or not want to hold the rest of the table up. There's reasons why you might be like, okay, I'll take this, which is what your boss does when you make requests that don't come in the format they prefer. Mm-hmm. They decide, okay, well, there is a good reason for this, and they have to think through the good reasons. Well, you've already done that for them. In these scenarios, you've thought to yourself, what does my boss see as a positive outcome? And remember that from one action, one incident, one scenario, there are so many different outcomes, and the mm-hmm. waterfall effect and the cascade of events can really be almost infinite. I mean, it has me thinking about like butterfly effect a little bit. Mm-hmm. And of course that's, you know, a little far left. However, all of these things are true. Your boss won't have to go to the meeting. They could have head down work time. They, you know, won't have to interact with people. They could interact with somebody else. There's all these different outcomes because the series of choices made after this one choice can all vary. So we're just highlighting why we would suggest they take this action, and we're doing it in a suggestion that they would like, right? Like, hey, if you come over to my house, I'll make you some mashed potatoes.
Exactly.
And they say, I don't like mashed potatoes, I like French fries. You say, oh, well, my bad, I don't know how to make those. Well, you do know how to make them, so make them, and now they'll come over.
Right. I love DISC because it's so easy to understand. Like, there's only four. And it's two lots of two, which even I can math two lots of two. So it's super easy to learn. It's really easy to adapt your behavior because we've just demonstrated that. Like, you just talk differently and focus on different things. And it's super easy to get results. This is the one thing that when I learned this, everything changed. Like, everything changed. Mm-hmm. So all it asks of you is to make the effort to understand the people that you work with and adapt to their needs. Instead of being you all the time and alienating some people, sure, if you're you all the time, some people will really like you. But if you're you all the time and you alienate people, is that effective? Especially mm-hmm. as 3/4 of the people aren't like you. So
yeah,
alienating 3/4 of the people you work with is kind of making your life difficult, especially as we're not asking you to change in a kind of
internal.
Yeah, deep personality change. All we're saying is talk more slowly, use different words. It's easy.
Oh. Yeah.
Yep. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Wendy.
And that's how to ask any kind of boss for anything. We'll be back next week with a different topic.